ృణాన్నిగైనాంజనిఫలాపయా చక్షుర్మితాంజన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమ శ్రీచైతన్నమనోభిత్యం స్థాపితమీనభూతలే స్వయం రూపదామయ్యం దాతి సపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురుశ్రీయుతపదకమలం శ్రీగురుం వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాప్రజాతం సగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనసహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధూ దీనబంధ జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే సప్తకాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభాను సుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిష్యే వంశాకల్పతరుభ్య కృపా సింధుభైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద యద్వైత గదాధార శివాచారి గౌరభక్తవింద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరి హరే రామ 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 హరే హరి లేడీస్ అండ్ జెంట్మెన్ I thank you very much for your kindly participating in this movement of Krishna consciousness. Perhaps this meeting will be ended tomorrow and we shall have a nice procession to show party at 4 p.m. and I hope you'll all join us as you are usually doing. Actually, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and according to the Vedic instructions, these movements should be continued in every city for 24 hours. Kirtaniya Sada Hari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not say that it should be occasional. Temporary. He says that Kirtaniya Sada, Sada means always. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavat says also, Nityam Bhagavata Suryaya. Nasya Prayasu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Suryaya. One has to cling all the inauspicious things within our heart. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says also the same thing, that Cheta Darpana Marjanam. We have to cleanse the dirty things accumulated in our heart since time immemorial. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Anadi karma phale pari bhavara nava jale. We do not know when we have begun this conditioned life in this material world. You cannot say that is impossible. Because this life is not only in this creation, but it is coming from another creation. Sushupti. Now the creation is going on since the birth of Lord Brahma. And it will continue for so many millions of years. Again, it will be annihilated as we find in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhutya bhutya praliyate. This creation takes place exactly like your body, my body. this creation of this body takes place at a certain death. That is the beginning of history. But time is immemorial, it is eternal. It is all relative to, the history is relative. Just like my life begins, this body begins, somewhere, 1896, something like that. And in the end, somewhere, that time limit is relative to my body. Similarly, there is Brahma's body. That relative time is long, long duration. As is found in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahma life is described by Krishna, sahasra yuga paryantam arahat yad brahmano viru. This satta treta dapar kali, four yugas, it comes to about 43 lakhs of years. So, combined together, if you multiply it by 1,000, that is the duration of one day's life of Brahma. Similarly, he has got 9. This is only daytime, 12 hours. The similar period, 9, that makes 24 hours. Then again, 1 month, 30 days and 9. Similarly, 1 year, 12 months. Similarly, 100 years. So his duration of life is also 100 years. But because it is a different person, that truth is related according to that person. That is scientifically admitted. Everything is related to. Nothing absolute to. It is a fact that we are in a conditioned life. It is not absolute. And the Krishna, he is absolute. He is never conditioned. As we have explained, that the three qualities of this material nature are emanation from Krishna. But he is not affected by the qualities. Therefore he is called Nirgun. Nirgun Niraka does not mean that he has no form or he has no quality. He has no material qualities, nor he is affected by the material qualities. And Akar is not Niraka. As we understand. We understand Niraka means formless. But Krishna is not formless. Krishna has form, that is transcendental form. Satchidananda Vigraha. His body is eternal and full of bliss, transcendental bliss, and full of knowledge. That is Krishna's feature. So we have also got a minute quantity of Krishna's qualities. Because we are minute particles of Krishna, but that is now covered by Maya. This Maya means when we forget our actual relationship with Krishna, that is called Maya. False egotism. Falsely I am thinking that I am American, I am Indian, I am Brahmin, I am this, I am that. These are all false designations. Real identification is, I am Krishna. I repeatedly say, when this realization is achieved, that Mahatma is Sudurlava. Very rare. The Mahatma Sudurlava. Who? One who understands the Vasudeva Sarvam. Vasudeva is the origin of everything. Krishna is the origin. Ishara Parama Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. Anadi Adi Govinda. Sarva Karana Karana. Cause of all such. That is being expressed by Krishna. Himself, personal. You are hearing about God from God personally. How it is that you do not understand what is God? That means you do not try to understand it, or you are misled by this Krishna. Krishna therefore says, Ramad Vishkrituna Mudha Prapadante Naradhama. This was discussed partially last night. So, anyone who is trying to divert people's attention from Krishna to non-Krishna, that is the business of the modern so-called philosophers and educationists or religionists. They will continue to read Bhagavad Gita lifelong, but will interpret in a different way, so that people may not surrender to Krishna. That is their business. Such persons are called Dushkritina. They are themselves also not ready to surrender to Krishna, and they are misleading others also not to surrender to Krishna. That is their business. Such persons are Dushkritina, miscreants, rogues, rascals. Those who are behaving, people otherwise. A great scholar, I do not use the name, he is writing in his commentary, it is not to Krishna. That is, Krishna says, manmana bhavamata bhakta. He just become my devotee. Madhyajimana namaskuru. He just worship me and offer your obeisances unto me. In this way, he will get me, will achieve me. The commentator says, the so-called learned commentator says, it is not to the Krishna person, but it is the absolute truth that is within Krishna. That means he is dividing Krishna from the absolute truth. He does not know what is Krishna. Krishna says, Matta Parataram Nanna Tinjita Sidhananda. There is no other truth, greater truth than myself. And he says something greater than Krishna, he is Krishna. That means it is clear that he does not know what is Krishna. And he has the courage to comment on Bhagavati. That is the teachable condition. One who does not understand Krishna, he is daring to write comments on the Bhagavati. That is misleading. Therefore, Krishna says, Dushkritina, they will produce volumes of books. Natada Bhattasitta Padam Harer Jasa. Bhagavat says that you can produce volumes of books. It's nice literary, metaphorical arrangement. Natada Bhattasitta Padam Harer Jasa. Napadinita Karhiti. Bhagavat says that you can produce a nice book by mental concoction and speculation with nice grammatical and metaphorical arrangement. But if there is no glorification of Krishna, then it is what is like that? Tad bhayasa tirtham. This is a place enjoyable by the crows. You know, the crows, they enjoy in a place where you throw away all nasty things. After your mucus or any all nasty things you throw away, the crows will come there. They will enjoy. Therefore, Bhagavad says, such literary production, where there is no glorification of the Supreme Lord, it is just like the enjoyable spot of the crows. But there is another class of birds who are called swans, rajahansa. They will not come. They love come there and enjoy the food. This is natural. They will go in a place where there is very clear because there of water. Nice trees, nice fruits and flowers, nice birds. Manasa Tirtha, Manasa Ganga, like that. They will enjoy that. Similarly, these mental speculations, huge books, will be enjoyed by a class of men who are compared with the scroll. But glorification of Krishna will be enjoyed by a class of men who are called swans or paramahansa. So Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, they are meant for paramahansa sadhita charana, for the paramahansa. Those are duskritina, miscreants, crows. They cannot enjoy. What is the taste of Bhagavad? Therefore, Krishna says to Arjuna, when he was speaking to him, beginning of the Bhagavad, he says, Vastosine, Priyosine, Rahasam Ekad Uttamam, because you are my devotee, because you are my friend, very dear friend. Therefore, I am disclosing you the mystery, Rahasam. Not anybody can understand Bhagavad Gita. It is not possible. It does not follow the principles that are offered by Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktosi, Priyosi. That is the way of studying Bhagavad Gita. Otherwise, those who are Duskritina, they take advantage of Bhagavad Gita for making their business. And flatter some other Duskritina miscreants also to mislead them. Because other miscreants, they want to be misled. The Asuras, Asuri Bhava Mahasvita. What is the Asuri Bhava? Demonic tendency. The demonic tendency is that I am God. That is called demonic. Falsely thinking that I am God. In spite of all education, they have not the little sense that how he becomes a God. Here is God, Krishna. We have got his activities. He married 16,000 wives and he constructed 16,000 palaces and he expanded himself into 16,000 halls. Here is one God. And you are, or I am sitting here. I cannot expand up to my apartment also. And I am explaining, expecting to be called as God. These are the things. But since these people are popular, because certain class of men, Asuri Bhava, they also want to be treated like that. That's what Krishna says. Namaha Duskitana Mura Prapadvante Naradhama. Those who are miscreants, those who are rascals, Mura, Naradhama, lowest of the mankind, Maya, Aparitajnana, and stolen of his knowledge by Maya, such persons, because they are asuras, demons, they do not surrender unto me. So we have to take it from the statement of Krishna that anyone who does not understand Krishna, who does not have surrendered unto Krishna, they have to be understood under this classification. Then, here is one commentation by a learned scholar and devotee, Baladev Vidyavu. He said, Nano, Ketyameva Prasanna Vimuchyante, Tarhi Pandita Api Kesi Chiviti Tamna Prabhadvante. Now, Krishna has said, simply by surrendering unto whom? Mame Vada Prabhadvante. Mayame Tan Karanti. our business is, in the human form of life, how to get out of the clutter or conditions of Maya. We are actually trying to do that. All the scientific improvement, material advancement of knowledge means that we are trying to avoid the conditions imposed by material nature. That is actually what this. Why you have invented this electric fan? Call it, that is a material science improvement. Because in the excessive heat, we are troubled. And where from this excessive heat comes? It comes from the material nature. Therefore, our struggle for existence is to fight with the impositions of the material nature. The Krishna says that in this way of fighting, we cannot get out of the clutches of Maya. It is very difficult. You may have, unless some thousands of electric fans, but still, you will have to feel the effects of excessive heat. You cannot avoid it. Similarly, you may have hundreds of thousands of heating arrangements. Still, you have to feel the effects of the, cooling effect of winter season. You cannot. Matra sparsastu, sikasna sukadukkhada. We are traveled all over the world and see different climatic influence. How people are suffering. In the Western countries, they are thinking that Indians are very happy because the country is very warm. And we are thinking that the Western people are very happy because the country is very cold. And nobody is happy. That is the fact. Neither the Westerners nor the Easterners, because all of them under the grief of Maya. That is a fact. So in this way, you cannot escape the stringent laws of Maya material nature. That is impossible. That is said by Krishna himself. It is not my statement. Krishna says, Deji-dhesa-agunamai mamo-maya-durataya. You cannot escape. Suppose you are escaping by some arrangement, by heating arrangement, by cooling arrangement. But that does not mean by that process you will escape the actual laws of material nature. Just like we have got cold storage. We keep fruits and other things in the cold storage. It looks that it is keeping fresh, but the decomposition method is not stopped there. As soon as you take out from the cold storage, it is all rotten. So you cannot escape the action and reaction of material nature by this method. Therefore, Krishna says, Deji-dhesa-gunamayi mamamaya-durataya. It is very difficult. Durataya. Most difficult task to get out of the regulatory principles of material nature. Then how is this possible? Mame vada prapadvante maya metan saran. Simply by surrendering unto me, one can do. So the idea is that just like one man is suffering from some disease, the doctor is giving, physician is giving some medicine and some bath. So, if we follow the direction of the physician and eat the diet prescribed by him, there is hope of curing the disease. This is one way. And another person who is suffering from disease but does not care for the physician's instruction or any medicine is going on, he certainly destined to God. As you can understand, similarly, in this material world, both the devotees and non-devotees are there. The devotees, they are trying to be cured from this material disease, and the non-devotees, they do not care for it, they are therefore continuing suffering. We shall understand in this way. Bodhi Vidhavasan quotes them that if by surrendering unto Krishna, we can become out of the clutches of Maya. While the Panditas, while the learned scholars, scientists, and philosophers do not do that. He says that Tatraha Namanasi, Dushtasya Te Kritina, Kastasya Kusalasya Te Dushkritina, Kupanditasya Maya Na Prapadante Suti Saiva Ha. He gives evidence from the Deva. How these rascals, they think of themselves as very learned. And this Deva Suti says, Abhidrayam antare vartamana sana jira panditan mandamana. There is avidya, insound, ignorance within, but they are thinking that I am very learned. That is our another disease. One disease is the troubles and conditions offered by the material nature. So, Krishna says that in this material world, so long we have to execute the devotional service. But we may not be disturbed by this material condition. That was advice to Krishna also. Matras pamsastu kontya kitosna sukhadukhada agama apayana tanatidik kushamahar. The devotee, his business is that because I have got this material body and because I have my past misdeeds, although I am suffering, it does not matter. It comes and goes. It does not matter. Let me do my deed. That is advice of Krishna. The devotee is not disturbed by the material condition. If there is some reverse condition of life, the devotee thinks it is also grace of the Lord. Because I am minimizing with minimum trouble. I am minimizing the effects of my past misdeeds. They think like that. So persons who are not devotees, they do not know that only Krishna are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can get me released from this material practice. There is no other way. Harin Dinala Mithin Taran. We cannot get released from this status of material world unless we surrender unto Krishna. Krishna therefore says very clearly, Sarva Dharman Purishtajya Mahanetan Sarva. That is the ultimate end of this Krishna philosophy, Bhagavad Gita. We have to ultimately surrender to Krishna, otherwise there is no escape. But those who are miscreant, those who are murhas and naradhama, they do not do. But there are other classes of men who are described in the next paragraph. He says, Chatud, namadushtitunam murha prabuddhanti naradhama, Maya Apritajana Asuri Bhavamasika. These are the classification of the demons. Those who are atheist, faithless, do not accept the Supreme Personality. They are destitute. But there are others. Not that everyone is Asura. There are devotas also. Two classes of men are always there. Devata and the Asura. So what are the devatas? Chaturvidha bhajante maan janas sukriti naudya. There are four classes of men whose background is pious activity. Chaturvidha bhajante maan sukriti na. The other word is dushkriti na. Miscreants who are always engaged in sinful activities, and there are others also who are always engaged in pious activities. Therefore, Shastra recommends to be engaged always in pious activities. You do this, you do that, you go to the temple, you take early morning bath, you take bath in the Ganges, you take bath in the Jamuna. That is the basic principle of Abhinyan culture. To make all people Sukriti now. Because without becoming inspired, nobody can understand what is God, what is Krishna. That is not possible. The whole civilization is based on the process of making people fire. Because in another place we find Krishna says that Jesham antaratam papam jananam punya karmana. Without punya karma, without pious activity, nobody can enter into the devotional service. Namas, jesham antaratam papam jananam punya karmana. Te bhagnamahami mukta bhajanti mahang dhidhambhuta. So this process should be adopted. How to become Sukritina. Sukriti means yagyadana tapakriya. One must perform sacrifices as prescribed in the shastras. And they must give in charity their heart and money for Krishna's cause. That is called dana. Yagyadana and tapasya. Tapasya just like tomorrow is Sri Ramnavami. The tapasya will be that all the devotees will observe fasting from morning till evening. This is called tapasya. This is just like Ekadashi day. There is no eating sumptuously. Simply you take little fruits and flowers. Try to avoid that also. You don't take even water. That is really Ekadashi. But because we cannot do it, the Kali Yuga, time is different. Therefore, we are allowed to take little fruits and meals, which is called anukalpa. These are different methods of tapasya. And yoga is yoga. Sankirtana is prahi, yoga, yajanti is sumena. And he says, you cannot perform that these asameda yoga, gomeda yoga, rajasya yoga, so many other yoga. It is not possible. First of all, you have no means to perform sajjani, yagyas, unless of song be required for putting into the sacrificial fire. You have not even a drop of your deed. So forget all those yagyas. In this age, yagyai sankirtanai prahi. That is recommended in the shastra. Krishna vannam tisha krishna. Krishna vannam tisha krishna khanga pangasya parthadam jagnai shanti tanai prayai jaganti hi sumega. So these are pious activities to perform yagya and to give in charity. Yagya dana and tapasya. Accepting voluntarily austerities, that is making Sukriti now. And if you actually become Sukriti now, then you will be in crown. Because if that is things will be clean by these pious activities, then you will understand. That's why when the sky is clear of all clouds, you can see the sunshine very brilliant. Similarly, you can see Krishna and God very brilliantly. As soon as the cloud accumulated in your heart of all bad things is clean. The process of cleansing in this age is the Sankirtan Yoga. This Sankirtan movement is not unauthorized. It is authorized by the Shastras. And because they are being properly performed, it is taking effect all over the world. So, we have to undergo all these processes recommended in the shastra. Yagya dana tapasya. This is yagya, sankirtan yagya. It is recommended in the Vedic literature that in this age, Kali Yuga, the form of the Lord as Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishna, that he is always engaged in describing or glorifying Lord Krishna. Who is that? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is this indicative incarnation in Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna Varnam Sisha Krishna. अंग पांगास्त पार्षद यह श्री लॉर्ड चैतन्य शिक्षा इज ऑल फॉलोड बाय मेनी डिवोटीज चैंटिंग दिस हरे कृष्ण अंग पांगास्त पार्षद स्पेशली हिज एसोसिएट लॉर्ड नित्यानंद लॉर्ड अद्वैता एंड शिवा एंड गदाधर श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तबिंद These associates, they Krishna Vanda, always, the Lord Himself, Krishna, He is always describing about Krishna as devotee. He is teaching us how to become a devotee of Krishna. Just see how much merciful is Krishna upon us. He is coming personally, in instructing Bhagavad Gita and asking us, surrender unto me, give up all other business, all other so-called opposition. You surrender unto me, I shall give you protection from all sins. Don't be worried. I'll take charge of you. But still, we do not surrender unto you. It still is a heart. This is too much. This guy is demanding too much from us. No. We have many other gods. We can surrender Jara. We can do our own business. Therefore, Krishna again covers the heart. Flat paper. Krishna Vandam Sita Krishna. This guy, just to hide himself, he is come in very fair complexion, golden light. Tisha Krishna. Krishna naturally is blacky. But this incarnation of Krishna, he came not as blacky, but of Krishna, without being blacky. Sita, that is also confirmed in this chapter. So this body, this incarnation of Krishna, so he is always chanting Hare Krishna mantra. But his bodily still is not blessed. Krishna Varnam Sita Krishna. And he is always followed by his associate, Sangha Pangasa Parsan. Just personality of Godhead should be worshipped by Jagai Sankirtana. This Jagga should be performed. Because without performing Jagga, you cannot become pious. So, because in this age, there is no possibility of performing this yoga. There is no qualified Brahmin how to perform that yoga. There is no supply of pure ghee. You have no means how to arrange for such yoga. Therefore, by the grace of Krishna, he is recommending this. Yajnai Sankirtana. This yoga you can perform anywhere without any cost. You can perform this yoga at your home, in your office, in your factory, anywhere, without any cost. Simply, you sit down to the back and clap on your hands and chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So, by performing this yoga, you become purified. Yoga dana. And so far, dana is concerned. That is of course. Different way than giving charity. Pranai rathai vyavata. You can make charity. Not that because you have no money, you cannot make charity. You can make charity. What is that? You can dedicate your life. Pranai. Just like these boys and girls. They are not brought any huge amount of money for this Krishna consciousness movement. Because this Krishna consciousness movement has not attracted the richer class of America. Now they are little current. But I have attracted the middle class. So they have not brought any money, huge amount of money, but they have dedicated their life. Pranay. And those who have got money, they can contribute. Just like we are begging from door to door, please become a life member and contribute something so that this movement can be pushed on. Pranay rathai. So if somebody says, sir, I have no money, neither I can dedicate my life. That's how he performs the yoga. Pranay rathai dhya. You can give your intelligence. Your movement, I appreciate your movement. So, please do like this.
I'll take you to some friend who can help you. That is Via, intelligence. And if you have no, if you cannot dedicate your life, if you cannot sacrifice any money, if you have no intelligence, then Vata, you can use your word. What is that? Krishna says, Sarva dharmān parityajya māme tam saraṇam bhaja. You simply go to any friend and advise him. Please surrender unto Krishna. That is also sadhika. If you have any difficulty or expenditure, so accept this Sankirtana Yogya trial, to accept this Sankirtana Yogya movement by anyone can accept it. Provided he is willing to do it. The Krishna consciousness movement is so nice. It is meant for everyone. There is no discrimination. So far we are Indian circumstances, we have got some responsibility. Therefore Krishna, Lord Krishna says, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, he is Lord Krishna also. Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hiyaja. Especially for the Indians. Indians have got special philosophy for spreading this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. So why you are neglecting your duty? Prepare hundreds and thousands of preachers from India and send outside. These rascals are fighting with one another always. It will be forgotten. They will be one under the flag of Krishna consciousness. There is need of such preachers. We should open regular schools or teaching institutions for preparing preachers all over the world. That is needed. This Bombay city is a very nice city. You can do that. We can help you how to do it. Because Lord Chaitanya himself preached, although he was a very young man, at that time only 24 years old, for preaching work, he sacrificed everything. He sacrificed his nice, beautiful wife. He left his old mother. His popularity was nowadays as a great scholar and beautiful boy, and he accepts sannyas just for the purpose of preaching Krishna consciousness. These are the examples. Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they are prime ministers of the Indian government of Bengal. They sacrificed their post. They joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let us help you. Raghunath Das Goswami, you are the biggest zamindar of that time. His father's income was 12 lakhs of rupees per month. How rich you are! He sacrificed everything and joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. There are six Goswamis. Rupa Sanatan, Bhakta Raghunath, Dasa Raghunath, and Jiva Goswami, and Gopal Bhatta. All they are very stalwart men of that society. They sacrificed everything. Why? Because Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted the Bharat Bhumite Janma, Manushya Janma Hoyilaja. Janma Sarthak Kari Karo Paropaka. So there is need of this movement. So any intelligent man of India, first of all, let his life successful by understanding what is this Krishna consciousness movement. It is not difficult. The real purpose of this movement to teach people how he can surrender to Krishna. That's all. That is the sum and substance of this movement. If one accepts this principle without any difficulty, he is immediately a preacher. But if he does not accept, he wants to understand the philosophy. We have got volumes of books. Try to understand through books, through philosophy, through science, how this movement is important, and try to join. That is our appeal to you. Now, I think today we are ending. You shall bear in mind these principles of our philosophy and do your best how to help you. Thank you very much.